There's a new DDT pesticide that has gained a lot of popularity in Connecticut, but apparently the Connecticut Audubon Society is sounding the alarm about it, saying it's devastating our birds, bees, and butterfly populations in the state. Tom Anderson is back with us from the Audubon. And Tom, talk to us a little bit about this. Really concerning.
Yes, it is. And also, hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me on. It feels like it's been forever since I've been on your show, but I'm glad you asked. So what we're concerned with is a category of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are based on nicotine. They're highly toxic. We call it the new DDT, not just us, but it's been known lately as the new DDT because it's far more toxic than DDT, and it has the potential to do to songbirds in Connecticut and elsewhere what DDT did to ospreys and bald eagles and peregrine falcons in the decades following World War II, which was basically kill so many of them that they almost went extinct. And so we focused our annual Connecticut State of the Birds report this year on the problem of neonics. We've been working for a couple of years now with a really excellent group called Connecticut Pesticide Reform, which has a number of good members. Sierra Club Connecticut is part of it. Pollinator Pathway, League of Conservation Voters, Norwalk River Watershed Association, et cetera. We've been working with them to get a stronger law passed in Hartford. And this year we at Connecticut Audubon decided that we would raise the stakes a little bit by devoting our entire report to neonicotinoids. And at the risk of going on too long, before you ask another question, what we don't want to see happen is, you know, it took a long time for people to recognize what DDT was doing to ospreys and bald eagles. Mm-hmm. We don't want a situation to be where, you know, we wake up 15 or 20 or 30 years from now and realize that the same thing has happened to robins and bluebirds and barn swallows because we weren't aware or we didn't take action soon enough.
Well, and it sounds like, Tom, that these neonics are used on a lot of very common places, lawns, golf courses, farm fields. And, of course, you know, the meaning for it, it looks like, is to kill insects, for example. But that is exactly how it's poisoning the birds, right? Because they're eating the insects.
Yes, exactly.
There's
one estimate that a pair of chickadees raising a nest of babies needs between 6,000 and 9,000 caterpillars per nest just to raise its family from hatching to when they fledge. And if you multiply that by all the other songbirds and all the other pairs of chickadees, that's a lot of insects. And if you're killing the insects by spraying neonics on your lawn, for example, or on your shrubs, there's going to be, first of all, some of it's going to kill the birds directly.
Right.
And some of it's going to kill their source of food.
Wow. And it's showing here in the report that even low levels of this exposure can impact birds' immunity systems, fertility, navigation, weight loss during migration. And it looks like it also can kill beneficial pollinators and aquatic insects. So I guess the big thing, you know, Tom, when you hear these things, the logical thing is, oh, my gosh, I won't use it. But of course, the reason people are using it is because it's effective. What would be an alternative, a better thing to use than the neonics?
Well, you know, I think that in general, Connecticut Audubon questions the need for insecticides on a lawn anyway. You could have a healthy lawn, a healthier lawn, without spraying anything. The bugs that we're talking about are all part of a healthy ecosystem. And we would suggest having your landscapers just mow and rake and try to produce a beautiful, healthy lawn that way. And I should specify here or emphasize that neonicotinoids are so dangerous that already it's not legal for them to be sold retail or used by individual homeowners in Connecticut. They can only be used by licensed applicators.
Really?
So they're used on lawns by landscapers, and they're used on golf courses. So if you're having a landscaper come by any spring, your lawn, one of the things to do is to ask that landscaper what he's using and ask him to consider something else or consider trying something organic or consider no pesticides at all.
That's interesting to note, Tom Anderson, because I think a lot of people, especially in Fairfield and New Haven County, they probably do have, people managing, even if they do just spring cleanups or fall cleanups, they have usually help with their lawns. They may not even realize that they're a part of the problem. They may not even
I think
realize it
that,
because they're not in charge of what's being used. Wow, that's so important to ask that question. And it sounds like, Tom, as you mentioned before, you are planning to put forward legislation in the upcoming 2025 legislative session, correct, to try and eliminate this?
Yes, in conjunction with the other members of Connecticut pesticide reform. Yeah, we tried last year and didn't succeed, and we'll be back this year. The session starts in early January, and we're much more hopeful this year.
Yeah.
Of getting something passed.
Well, we have a lot of bird lovers, especially I would say there weren't a lot of great things that came out of the pandemic. But I will say one thing that we saw in Connecticut was a huge swing in people who are very interested in bird watching and have become enthusiasts of it. And so to hear things like vulnerable bird populations like bluebirds, robins, barn swallows. I mean, this is really, to me, very concerning. And I think people, need to know about it. So I'm glad the Audubon is sounding the alarm. It sounds like they're going to continue pushing to hopefully have this eliminated in the next session. Definitely keep us posted on it, Tom. Where can people get more information?
The report is on our website, ctaudubon.org. So you could either Google Connecticut Audubon and State of the Birds. That's the best place to do it. If you go directly to our website, there is a tab on the far upper right called Our Work, a drop-down menu, and State of the Birds is on there. You could find it in either of those places.
Okay. ctaudubon.org. And Tom Anderson, thank you so much for the amazing work you do and for checking in with us here on WICC. We appreciate it.
I'm so glad you're interested. Thanks for asking.
Oh, very interested. And we will stay that way. Don't you worry. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. Tom Anderson with the Connecticut Audubon Society here. I'm Alyssa in the Morning. That website again, ctaudubon.org.